The US Report.
19 minutes after 6, after 5 in Queensland, Harley Carnes joins us. Welcome, Harley.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well. The focus, of course, is on the next week in Washington, D.C., the inauguration next week, and more political protests could be coming.
Yeah, this could be kind of a rough week if this all proves to be true. The FBI has an internal bulletin predicting that sometimes armed protests in all 50 states may occur in the days leading up to the inauguration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. So there could be trouble this time. The protesters would have no illusions about stopping the inauguration. That's not in the cards. But I think it would be absolutely clear that there's a lot of anger about attempts to muzzle half the nation, to demonize people you don't agree with, if you don't like their political thinking and so forth. The FBI bulletin, however, is not just focused on conservative political anger. There may be demonstrations by Trump supporters, but there may also be demonstrations by Antifa and BLM radicals, whose stated goals have been the destruction of American government and economic structures. So Antifa and those of anarchist intent may very much enjoy this idea that America split 50-50 and we could have some trouble in the streets. Mm-hmm. They would only aid and abet that, of course, because it serves their purposes.
Yeah. Yeah. Disgraceful. I think the anger driving these possible protests could be one of the reasons the House pushing for another impeachment, Harley.
Well, the House is pushing for another impeachment because Democrats want to do something to President Trump. I mean, they're even talking about trying to impeach him after he's out of office. And the idea there would be to deny him Secret Service protection and all the other perks that every president has always enjoyed, every past president. So for the next 7 or 8 days, we'll just have to hold our noses while the political temper tantrum peters out, I think.
Yes.
The House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, says lawmakers are moving forward with an article of impeachment because, as she said it, President Trump is an imminent threat to our democracy. Trump has said he's committed to a peaceful transfer of power, so it's hard to see what she's talking about.
Yeah.
The reality is that House Democrats, who lost seats in the election, it's easy to forget that, over exactly this kind of political imbecility, fervently want to do it again.
Yeah.
Send an indictment, another impeachment case, to the Senate. The first time around, the Republicans in the Senate threw it out, didn't even give it the time of day. This time, there's clearly not enough time to actually hold a trial. They may not, they probably won't even do it. And so the Democrats, who know that full well, want to try to pressure the vice president to help declare the president unfit and remove him using the 25th Amendment. That ain't going to happen either.
Of course it's not. They don't learn, do they? Let it go, Nancy. Let it go. Lawsuits against big tech beginning to mount, Harley.
Well, they are. I mean, we've already gotten a number of them, and now we have a new one. Parler is suing Amazon, may add other big tech companies to the lawsuit over monopolistic practices aimed at injuring, even destroying Parler's business. Parler was shut down all of a sudden in one day when every provider for its platform decided in the same day that they wouldn't allow Parler to do business. Now, that's taking a $500 million company and saying, you're out of business.
Yeah.
It's saying to the thousands of people who were programming and doing work on Parler and trying to build their businesses on Parler, just like you do with Twitter or Facebook, that you're out of business. You can't do this stuff anymore. All because of censorship, wokeness, political correctness. The Secretary of State today said it all points in just one direction, far left authoritarianism, the cancel culture. And he says it's time to put wokeness to sleep. I thought it was a pretty good line.
Yes.
I don't know that it's going to happen right away.
Time to put wokeness to sleep. I might borrow that one. And COVID-19 shots have slowed down. And is it because the states now have the responsibility for the shots, Harley?
Yeah, no doubt. The first part of this process set records for speed, of course. We know that. Development, testing, approval, ongoing production, and the delivery of supplies to states made Operation Warp Drive a categorical success. But in the last few weeks, since the process became the province of states, it has stalled in a lot of places. Priorities for who should get the shots first, second and third vary from state to state. Efficiencies are certainly not the same state to state. So some want to blame the president anyway. Many are rightly blaming their state governors and big city mayors. Sometimes mayors are blaming their governors and so on. But what it really means is they've got to get it together in places like New York, where they've only begun to figure out who needs to get the shots. Yeah. And, of course, some want the big federal government to take it on and swaddle us in vaccination gauze, you know. Yeah. But I don't know that the federal government's ready or able to do that right now.
Yeah, we could have predicted all of this. Thank you so much, Harley. We'll catch up tomorrow.
All right.
Harley Carnes.